The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Kevin.
Kevin! What?
Sorry. I had a Home Alone.
Yeah, no. I got it. That was good.
What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, we're good, man. We're good. What's going on with you? What's the problem, buddy? Did someone leave you Home Alone? I'm sorry.
So stupid.
It really is. I'm a dumb person. Sorry, go ahead.
At least you know.
Well, I was hoping you could help me out with this.
So far, no good. But anyway.
I know.
All right.
What's the problem?
So here's the thing. So, like, I'm not really into social media, right? Like, okay. I have a Facebook. That's it, though. And I don't really go on it too much.
Okay.
My wife is really into it.
Okay.
And, you know, she's got Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whole thing. She also has an Instagram account.
Okay.
I just found out that she has a second Instagram account.
Okay.
A friend told me about it, and he was like, look, she's not cheating on you or something, but something's going on with the second account. Like, you need to find out the second. You need to get on the second account.
So did you ask her about her second account?
I have not yet asked her about her second account.
Interesting. Secret account. So weird.
This is this is more scandalous than our usual MRO.
I know.
What is your wife's name, Kevin?
Her name is Hannah.
Okay. Let's call her up and see what's going on, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hannah.
Hi.
Good morning, Hannah. It's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Listen, we also have someone you know on the phone. Please welcome to the show, Kevin, your husband.
Hey.
Okay. Hi, Kevin. What is going on?
Yeah, I know, right?
Hannah, Kevin told us that you have a secret Instagram account.
Oh, my God, this Instagram thing. A secret Instagram account. I do have two.
Okay.
I have two Instagram accounts.
Okay. Yeah. Can you describe the difference between the two?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first Instagram account is a regular Instagram account.
Like, okay.
The second Instagram account, basically, I just use it to, like, bitch about people.
Why don't you just use your regular one to do that, like Megan and I?
Yeah.
It's private, so it's like my really close friend.
But like, Rob, is Rob on there?
No, Rob is not on there.
Rob is the one that said he saw something that I should know about.
I mean, his wife is on there.
But apparently she's telling her husband about it, and then...
Oh, no.
I don't like that you have a... secret fake Instagram account where you're complaining about me to your friends on it.
Okay, but it's not just you. It's just a place to vent, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. It's just my close friends.
Okay, all right. Hang on one second, you two. We've got some people on the line that want to chat. Courtney from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Courtney. What do you want to say about a fake Instagram account to complain about people?
I wanted to say that I think that no one likes being talked about behind their back, and I think it's disrespectful, and I want to know if she would want that to be done with his friends.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a good point.
She probably wouldn't. She wouldn't appreciate that, I bet.
I'm never about anybody hide. Like, that's the thing. People go on Facebook all the time, and they're like, have these vague things. I'm like, if you're going to put it out there, just, you know.
Yeah, I hate those statuses. That's like, you obviously want people to ask what's wrong.
Like, when I complain about Megan, I just mention her by name and I tag her.
But I also get like, wanting to have that outlet where you need to, like, you know, just kind of vent about things that are bothering you without, like, causing a rift in your relationship. Like, I talk to my friends about that all the time, but I'm not going to create a whole separate account for it.
Yeah, you never talk to me about that.
I do talk to you about it.
Do you complain about me to your friends?
No, not you.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, just put on her big girl panties and say it to his face. I don't know. That's just me.
No, I'm with you. Hey, thanks so much
for
calling.
Especially if
they're
married. I mean, come on.
Yeah. 340-9595. This is Holly from the West Side. Hi, Holly. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. What'd you want to say, Holly?
I think it's hilarious, and I would really like to do it for my husband. I think that it's an outlet it's all good, clean fun. It's not like you're, you know, I don't know. I just think it's hilarious.
Okay, good. So we've got one for and one against. 340-9595. By the way, Instagram accounts are free, so you can get as many as you want.
Yeah, it's true.
Cheyenne, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Cheyenne. What do you want to say?
I want to say I think it's pretty crappy that she has to go on social media to talk crap about her husband. If she has a problem, she should talk to him. I mean, they're married. They should have that relationship.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think a lot of people complain about their significant others. I think that she has a huge problem with him, but maybe sometimes she just likes to go, God, that man's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why not talk to her parents or somebody? I mean, stuff that you put on the internet, like, stays there.
Yeah. No, that is true.
Yeah, that's the weird part, I think, is just creating a whole account for it is weird. Like,
well,
just,
that way you can reach a bunch of people at one time.
Well, why can't you just group text then? That's the same idea.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you could do that. Hey, thanks for calling. Is that what you do, Megan?
Well, no, I just have one friend that I text about everything.
Liz from the West Side, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hey, what do you want to say, Liz?
I think that she should just create a group message on Facebook or Snapchat and talk shit.
That's what Megan was just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really talking crap. Like, sometimes, like, you know, guys are really frustrating. You just need to vent about it. Not
right.
necessarily.
Exactly.
You know, and if you went to them to telling them the things that were bothering you, like every single thing, it would just start this huge argument and then it would just be pointless. You might as well just get it off your chest, talk to your friends, and then move on with your life. It
would not cause a huge argument. Why do you keep saying that?
I feel so much better to
Thanks.
Do it.
You know what's so funny, though, with the groups of people is because my wife will do that, too. They'll start with, like, a group of 8 people.
Yeah.
And then someone on that group will say something annoying, so then she'll start a subgroup with, like, 4 of the people.
Yeah, we used to do that, too.
And the 4 people will be like, oh, my God, why did she just say that on the group? And they're like, I don't know. And then, like, 2 of them will be like, I totally have to get out of this group. And, like,
yeah.
Me, too. So,
that's why I just talked to one person at this point. We've narrowed down all my friends.
Yeah, makes sense.
To one person.
Makes sense. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. All right, Kevin, look, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know what? Butt out. Let your wife have her friends. I mean, all women complain about their husbands. It's just, you know, a new digital way to do it.
I mean, I still don't know. Like, I mean, would my wife like it if I went on Twitter and even if it was a fake Twitter account and posted, like, oh, man, my wife should have looked fat today or something like that?
What? Oh my God.
Wait, what? I don't post about like your physical appearance. I just will be, I'll be like, oh my God, he's annoying me a little bit today. Wait, I'm sorry. You think I'm fat?
Okay, hang on.
Oh my God.
Okay, hang on. Hang on one second. This is not helpful for anyone.
No.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.